Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again joined by Sam Forbes and our special guest from Metagenics, Adam Banning. And, you know, we spoke about the questionnaire that's going to be on the Wilner Chemist website. What is the exact name of that questionnaire, Adam?
It's the Medical Screening Questionnaire.
Medical Screening Questionnaire. In addition, we're going to post also within the next week a couple of videos. Was it two separate videos? Or
actually, three?
Three videos, which are going to go through this detoxification program step by step, so you'll know exactly how to do it. It'll answer all of your questions. Of course, if you have any other questions, you feel free to give us a call at Wilner's or come on in. But this should answer just about all your questions. You'll know what to expect, and wonderful. So a thank you to Adam and Metagenics for going through the trouble of making up those videos and helping to post them on our website, www.wilner.com. Okay, those of you who have been on the phones over the break, thank you for staying there, and let's talk to Amy from Long Island.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm so curious because I've been struggling with some very strange symptoms since about December. I have joint pains in my fingers and my toes and what feels like neuropathy, where I can get numb and then I get feeling back. And that's also accompanied by Raynaud's, which is what I've been told anyway. It's discoloration in both my hands and my feet. So I don't know if this is a toxic kind of thing. I mean, it sure feels like it. What do you think?
Okay. I'll give you my take on it. Raynaud's usually is a circulatory problem. Okay, it's poor circulation to the extremities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which is why you're getting the discoloration. Okay,
right.
But detoxing is a very interesting thing. Number one, it's never hurtful to you. Okay, it can only be helpful to you. Assuming you do it properly with the products that we're talking about now, with the Ultra Clear Plus pH and the Metallo Clear, because a lot of times you're sort of taking things away from your body. You're taking this a few times a day, twice a day.
Twice a day.
And you're eliminating. You know, the booklet will tell you about what types of foods to eliminate, and very often it's that elimination that's really helping you. Sometimes you could be, you know, there are certain foods which are known to be problematical for many patients, and the book will tell you, well, don't eat these things. And not eating them, along with this detoxification, can do wonderful things sometimes.
Okay, that sounds good.
So I would do it for the first course, for the 28 days, and like I told the other lady, if you're feeling any better, a lot better, you want to try continue on it, that's fine. But if it's not doing anything after 28 days, I don't think it's going to do anything.
Right. And if it is Raynaud's syndrome, Raynaud's is a problem with circulation, but it's also an inflammatory situation with blood vessels, and which could be triggered by, well, you mentioned autoimmune, and as you just discussed, Arnie, detoxification would have an effect on autoimmune situations. But if it is Raynaud's, niacin therapies have in the past shown some effectiveness. Niacin will cause a flush, though, and high doses of niacin you should be working with a medical
For Raynaud, Sam is correct. Niacin can be helpful. I would start with a low dose. Get a 50 milligram niacin. A couple of companies have it at that dosage. And you should, after you take it, you should feel a little bit of a warm feeling. Take it on an empty stomach. Take it with something a little warm. That will make it work even better. You'll get that. You'll get that warm feeling, and but you'll find out if it helps your circulation to your extremities.
Oh, that would be great. And is that 50 milligrams a day or
50 milligrams?
Start one.
Start once. You'll see how you feel with it, and by all means, you could take it twice a day if you wanted, or even three times.
And can I take that also in addition to the detox stuff? The two.
You could, sure.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Okay, Amy. Thanks for calling. And next is Joel from Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Hello, Joel.
Hello. Thank you, gentlemen, for having a wonderful show. Yeah. I need to first apologize since I tuned in late and I'm probably asking a question that you've already covered. My question with regards to the Metagenics products is, are there specific products that are used for reducing the cholesterol in the chelation type process? I've been looking at chelation, but it's an expensive process, and I've tried the orals, but more the EDTA product, and I've kind of walked away from it because I don't really know what it's taking out and what I need to replace in my body. But how would, do you have a product that would compare to reduce the cholesterol?
Okay, first of all, I'll let Adam answer the question in a minute, but first of all, it's, you know, cholesterol is not your prime thing that you want to do when you take chelation. You know, you're really trying to get rid of some of the heavy metals and stuff like that. It's not, you know, there are natural remedies for cholesterol without getting involved in chelation. Okay? Mm-hmm. But, Adam, does Metagenics have... So, you see where I'm going, Joel?
Yes.
Okay. So you want to know if Metagenics...
Metal, but it was also my understanding that the heavy metals were also involved in making the plaque, I think that's the right word.
It's plaque that you're concerned about, absolutely. That's where the chelation can possibly be helpful. So if you're asking if Adam has some products for plaque or cholesterol, is that your question?
That's it, to increase circulation and lower blood pressure.
Well, when you take a look at such things as cholesterol, polycosinols can be very, very helpful. The Cholarest SC has a good dose of polycosinols within.
What was the name of that? Cholarest?
Cholarest SC.
Okay.
And that contains 10 milligrams per tablet. If you took a look at some of the earlier studies with polycosinols, it showed that polycosinols could be effective as some of the drugs up to about 30 milligrams to 30 milligrams, 30 milligrams of the drug, 30 milligrams of the polycosinol. Another thing is you could also take something called lipotane. Lipotane specifically contains a very, very highly concentrated specialized glucolipid. And in addition to that, it also contains some non-flush niacin in there as well. So you can take that lipotane. That can be very, very helpful for individuals as well. That's the area of such things as cholesterol. When it comes to blood pressure, very interestingly, bonito peptides, mm-hmm. You've heard of the bonito fish from catching. Mm-hmm. Well, there are specifically 9 peptides which have been extracted out of that fish and have been shown in numerous studies to be able to have approximately the same effect as ACE inhibitors, which is the primary therapy that individuals will use for such things as high blood pressure. So bonito peptides as found within vasotensin, VASOTENSIN, that's one of our products, can be very helpful as well at 2 twice daily.
Okay, you got that, Joel?
Yes, I do.
All right. Thanks for that call.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for your help.
All righty.
I got the feeling that Joel was thinking that heavy metals was contributing to arteriosclerotic plaque, and which probably they may, but arteriosclerotic plaque is a result of oxidized cholesterol and other inflammatory, pro-inflammatory factors.
Yeah.
Okay. A complex number of different things, which heavy metals may contribute, but have not often been attributed to.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Next, we have Ralph calling from Manhattan.
Good afternoon. I want to speak about another topic, but you just touched on something I'm interested in about the heavy metals. I'm thinking about getting these fillings that I've had in my mouth for about 20 years. taken out. But I heard that it's actually, it has to be done properly. And
you
it's
got
actually,
it.
Yeah, and how is that done exactly? And I would go to a holistic dentist, I'm sure, but is there a lot of chelation that's done after
well,
the
well, they give you that. You would need to go to a holistic dentist, someone who's familiar with, you know, dealing with mercury filling extractions, and then there's a protocol that you'll have to follow for a while, including probably a substance called DMSA that Adam mentioned, which will help to chelate the mercury. So,
but only do you think after 20 years, you think there's any mercury, or is it worth removing mercury from fillings that old? I would say that most of whatever the mercury was in there probably is.
I don't know.
Gone.
I don't know the answer to that one.
It may not be, you know, worth it. I mean,
The problem is, if I was feeling totally well, I wouldn't worry about it. But I've been, you know, going through a little bit of an illness here, and
right.
I've gotten that suggestion many times, and you know, and I've hesitated, well, but now I'm thinking of doing
that,
it.
That's definitely one option. It's definitely one option.
I mean, a less invasive approach might be to try Adam's suggestion of using doing a oral detoxification program for 28 days.
Mm-hmm.
He says some people can do it up to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you need to try a method for a while. I mean, to expect miracles even in a month, which is a nice thing, but maybe it takes 2 months. I mean,
sure.
You have to be patient with the. You may want to consider the Ultra Clear Plus pH
with the metalloclear
program, and if you think there's some heavy metal issues, take it with the metalloclear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, you need to have a good evaluation from a really good, like, detective doctor to figure out what's going on with you, because it may not have anything to do with mercury. Who knows?
Right. Well, I'm going to get, you know, I guess they do a hair and blood test, I believe. But,
oh, yeah.
But anyway, getting to what I originally called about, you know, when I take a lot of supplements in pill form, it seems to destroy my digestion. And I feel that I'm not. I might be assimilating these nutrients, but yet it's kind of screwing up my digestion process. So I'm starting to really get away from taking all of these supplements in pill forms and really concentrating on red food and green food and this type of things like that. Is that a good idea?
Okay, is that a good idea? Remember that question, because we need to take a break, and we're going to answer that question as soon as we come back. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Sam Forbes.
Our special guest, Adam Banning. And we will be back after these messages.
Ever wonder how some people have smoother, firmer skin that never gives away their age? It's in the berries, in Goji Berry Anti-Aging Skincare Formulas from Home Health. These beauty formulas represent a breakthrough in age-defying skincare, delivering the powerful antioxidant protection of the goji berry. Developed to rejuvenate prematurely aging skin, goji berry facial cream, eye cream, and hand and body lotion are scientifically formulated with vitamins, certified organic botanicals, and health-promoting skincare ingredients like hyaluronic acid, retinol, and vitamin K. Together with the exotic goji berry, these nutrients reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles while hydrating, nourishing, and protecting your skin. No parabens, no fragrances, and no animal products. Goji Berry formulas from Home Health are non-greasy and absorb quickly. Give your skin the age-defying advantage of Home Health Goji Berry Anti-Aging Skincare Formulas. Newly available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the former vitamin C you've learned to trust. All American Health products are available at Wilner's at 35% off list price. And before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Some current examples: American Health Home Health at 35% off list, Natrol, Nature's Way, Natrin, Herbitant, and many other lines at 30% off list. You can check the full listing on our website, www.wilner.com. And you can pick up our latest reference catalog. It's free. And if you're not on a Wilner Chemist mailing list, you should be. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Once again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy at our website, www.wilner.com. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall in Atlanta. We are conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals.
Are you one of the more than 50 million Americans that live with chronic pain? Jarrow Formulas Pain Relief is an herbal dietary supplement capsule that provides temporary relief for everyday aches and pains. Untreated pain can have a significant negative impact on both the pain sufferer and their family. Pain can diminish the ability to concentrate, perform at work, exercise, accomplish daily tasks, not to mention get a good night's sleep. Don't let pain send you in a downward spiral. Get pain relief from Jarrow Formulas. Pain Relief features decursinol, an analgesic and anti-inflammatory agent from an extract of Angelica gigas nacai, commonly known as Korean Angelica. Studies suggest that decursinol may be useful for the treatment and relief of minor pain. It also contains extracts from hops and turmeric. Jarrow Formulas is your source for superior science-based dietary supplements that you can trust. Jarrow products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. Heart disease is the number one killer of women and men in the United States. Obviously, we want to do whatever we can to reduce our risk. One thing we can do is supplement with CoQ10, a lipid-soluble vitamin-like nutrient present in nearly all human tissues and involved in cellular energy production and cardiovascular health. But not just any CoQ10. The new, more bioactive form of CoQ10 from Blue Bonnet is what you want. Blue Bonnet's cellular active CoQ10 ubiquinol soft gels provide the new active antioxidant form of CoQ10 ubiquinol rather than the more common form of CoQ10 ubiquinone, which must be converted to the active antioxidant form in the body. Ubiquinol has been shown to be significantly more effective in saturating blood plasma levels than ubiquinone. Blue Bonnet currently offers ubiquinol in 50 and 100 milligram soft gels. So when it really matters, go for the best. Go for Blue Bonnet's cellular active ubiquinol CoQ10 soft gels. Blue Bonnet products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Sam Forbes, our special guest, Adam Banning from Metagenics. And before the break, we were talking to Ralph from Manhattan, and he was concerned about his supplements not being absorbed properly. Okay, and you feel, Ralph, that
yep.
that it's the fact that it's in tablets and you enjoy taking things in powder form.
Well, I tell you what, I've done both, and the larger tablets, they seem to really inhibit my digestion process, and along with some other things that I find that when I don't take them, my digestion definitely improves. I'm not so sure that I'm getting what I need to get as far as nutritionally, but I mean, I feel better when I'm not taking them, believe it or not.
Okay, here's a story. You may be one of those rare people who for some reason is having a difficult time with tablets, and there are people like that, and you're one of them. But whatever you can get just about in a tablet, you can get in a powder.
That's interesting. I didn't realize
so you can you know about the greens and you know about the reds.
Right.
There are multivitamin powders. Okay,
yeah.
Do you guys make one?
We actually make Multigenics powder.
That's right.
Okay.
Multigenics.
You know, Metagenics makes a product, as Adam just mentioned, called Multigenics powder,
mm-hmm.
which is a nice multivitamin mineral formulation in powder form.
All right. It sounds good. I think I'll go in that direction. I appreciate your help.
All right, Ralph. Thanks for calling. And 1-800-321-0710. That's our number here in the studio. Give us a call. Next is Dina from my hometown of Brooklyn.
Hello.
Hello.
I wanted in particular to ask a question about one ingredient that Mr. Manning mentioned, the N-acetylcysteine.
Yeah.
Would that protect, I'm due to have 3 CAT scans, would that protect from the dyes in the CAT scans?
What N-acetylcysteine does really is... it's a precursor to the most important and one of the most important antioxidants in the body called glutathione. It's difficult for your body to absorb glutathione as an antioxidant itself. Okay, but it's much easier, believe it or not, for the body to build up the glutathione. And one of the key ingredients in this buildup of glutathione is N-acetylcysteine.
Uh-huh.
So what you're doing is you're really getting the glutathione from the N-acetylcysteine.
Okay, and would that be recommended to take before?
The dyes are the dyes. They're necessary for the test, and you have to do it.
Mm.
But yeah, if it's going to be going out through the liver, then N-acetylcysteine will help. But that's not, you know, but I don't think there's anything, you know, horribly dangerous about the dyes.
Oh, okay. And just one more question about, is that taking N-acetylcysteine irritable at all to the GI tract? Because I also have esophagitis, or I had it, and I'm still on the Prevacid, esophagitis and multiple ulcerations. Would that be at all irritable to the GI tract?
Well, I mean, NAC also is used to thin mucus secretions.
Uh-huh.
It may be a contraindication because obviously mucus secretions are an important factor in the lining of your mucus membranes in your esophagus and stomach.
But mostly it's for the lung mucus.
But I've heard this as a warning.
Oh, yeah? Well,
yes.
Okay.
Mucus is mucus, and the mucus secreting cells of your body have the same type of signaling and responses and kind of metabolisms. So it's something to perhaps think about. It's a possibility of a problem.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate it so much, and I do take the Glutagenics.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
A good product.
Yes.
Well, the Glutagenics is the intestinal...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a very good intestinal formula. Well, keep taking the Glutagenics.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, Dina, thanks for that call. And next we have Diane from Staten Island.
Oh, hi. Need your help. I'm currently doing a detoxification with the MSA because I was found through urine test to have high levels of antimony, which I see is similar to arsenic, very high levels, actually. And I have one round left. I should be done with the whole process in about 2 weeks. And I'm wondering if my next urine test doesn't show much of an improvement, if I should continue with these products.
Well, it's an interesting subject. When we're dealing with such things as DMSA, remember, DMSA is a way in which you get the actual heavy metals out of your cells, but it doesn't help you get it totally out of the body. So you may want to consider adding something like the UltraClear Plus pH to it, because it'll deal with that second level or that second stage of getting them out of your body. So the DMSA with the UltraClear Plus might be a good combination for you.
You know, Arnie, I was just thinking, look, you and I have been dealing with detoxification. We talk about milk thistle, and we got all these milk thistle products and liver products.
Right.
Maybe when we come back from the next break, how do you incorporate something like that with perhaps the UltraClear Plus type product?
Well, stay tuned, and we'll let you all know.
Okay,
we need to pause for a quick break. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by American Health and Home Health, your source of genuine Ester C supplements. This is Arnie Gotoma. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Hi, this is Dr. Sally Bird. Are you aging too fast? Did you know that at 30 years old, your body starts reducing its collagen production, and by the time you're 50, you've already lost 30%? This impacts the way you age. I have with me today my good friend, Dr. Vanessa, a dedicated research scientist, to tell you what you can do.
I'm Dr. Vanessa. I have been conducting clinical case studies for the past 15 years on a wide variety of diseases and advanced disorders. My advanced anti-aging 3 collagen formula may help repair and renew cells for firmer, younger-looking skin with reduced fine lines and wrinkles at any age. It also helps to promote restful sleep, healthy joints, bone density, weight loss, and body shaping with improved immune function.
Redefine your aging process with Anti-Aging 3 Collagen. Start today. See the difference.
Now let's go for a traffic report.
And if you're traveling in Staten Island on the Staten Island Expressway, you're still going to have to deal with lots of volume eastbound side by Clove Road, although we've got a crash which has been clear from the left in HOV lane. Westbound side, you have some leftover rubbernecking delays, and then you're fine heading out to the Gothels Bridge. Cross Island Parkway, northbound side, Bayside Marina to the Clearview Expressway, slow traffic, southbound delays, Northern Boulevard to the LIE. LIE, westbound side, heavy from the Grand Central to Queens Boulevard. Again, as you go past the BQE through to the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Midtown Tunnel, about a 20-minute wait heading into Manhattan. Eastbound Expressway, heavy BQE to Woodhaven Boulevard and across the Hudson River. Looking good at the GW Bridge. Lincoln Tunnel, 10 in both directions. Holland Tunnel, 30 minutes in from the Turnpike, 5 minutes from 1 and 9. Outbound side, a 20-minute delay. This report sponsored by Comcast New Jersey. The Comcast Triple Play, digital cable, high-speed internet, and digital voice. Three great services for one low price on one convenient bill. Call 1-877 join Comcast today. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
Why do some people who rarely exercise have better bone density than others who exercise all the time? And why can some people eat lots of fast food and never pay the consequences, while others have to adhere to the strictest of diets to maintain their health? The answer may be in your genes. None of us were born with perfect genes. The problem is, how do you know which ones are functioning optimally and which ones are not? And if you did know, what could you do about it? Well, a new program from Solgar may be the answer. Called Nutrigenomics, a simple test is now available to help you identify where your genetic weaknesses lie. But that's not all. Solgar has developed a series of dietary supplements that are specific to whatever weaknesses the test may reveal. This revolutionary new program and product line is now available from Solgar, and we urge you to give it a try. Take some of the guesswork out of your nutritional supplement regimen. Call Wilner Chemists, 800-633-1106 for more information, or log on to www.wilner.com. Our specially trained pharmacists and nutritionists are always on hand to assist you. That's 1-800-633-1106. Listen to your genes. Nutrigenomics from Solgar.
And speaking of genetic testing and how it can be used to identify your vulnerabilities and optimize your supplement regimen, make sure you tune in to our show on June 15th, 2 weeks from today, when we will have Dr. Shari Lieberman as our guest. You'll not want to miss this program. This may be one of the most important developments in a long time. Why, for example, does one patient not respond to a certain supplement when everyone else does? She thinks this is the answer. So mark your calendar, June 15th.
Wouldn't it be great if there was a natural vitamin C just as Mother Nature intended? Well, Nature's Way has it. New, alive, organic vitamin C. This unique whole food complex comes from four of nature's richest fruit sources, acerola, goji, amla, and kiwi. New Alive Vitamin C is stomach gentle and easily absorbed. And best of all, Alive Organic Vitamin C has no synthesizing, no culturing, and no added ascorbic acid. just pure, potent, 100% organic vitamin C. Alive is available in two convenient dosage forms. Vegetarian capsules providing 500 milligrams vitamin C per four caps, and a soluble powder ready to be added to water, juice, or your favorite beverage. So pick up the vitamin C endorsed by Mother Nature. Alive, organic vitamin C from Nature's Way. Wilner Chemist carries all of the Alive supplements from Nature's Way, discount priced, of course.
And here's some good news. The entire Nature's Way line, including the Alive products, are now on sale at 30% off list price at Wilner Chemist.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes. Our special guest, Adam Banning, had to leave, so it's just Sam and I now. Okay, next week, by the way, June 8th, we have another special guest, Duffy Mackay, Dr. Duffy Mackay. He's a naturopath, and he was on a couple months ago, and we had wonderful, wonderful response to his show. He represents Nordic Naturals, and he's going to tell us about the latest and greatest relating to fish oil. Okay, 1-800-321-0710. We're opening the phones to just about any questions. We're not restricting it to the metagenic stuff, so any questions about anything related to nutrition, give us a call, 1-800-321-0710. Okay, next is Mike calling from Brooklyn.
Yes, I wanted to know about IBS, if that would affect me in any way, this product.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Right.
Well, Adam is gone, but the company that he represents has all sorts of products for that issue. And we, as a matter of fact, we did happen to mention the glutagenics as some product that people can take for IBS. Go ahead, Arnie.
One of the problems that metagenics has really focused on has been really intestinal problems. Mm-hmm. So they formulate these things to sort of go along with the IBS protocols. So I would say, by all means, start, don't take it at the full dose as a start, but start with the ultra clear pH, mm-hmm. and ultra clear plus pH, and just take about a quarter of the dose the first time. But I'm sure it'll be fine for you.
Oh, I see.
Because most of the people they deal with, they understand have compromised intestinal problems.
Do you take a probiotic?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Well, that's important.
Yeah.
Which one is also important? We've discussed probiotics on the Wilner Window many times, and a number of products stand out to me. The Nature's Way company has been coming out and developing some very good probiotics. The Optima product is a very high probiotic count. It's a 35 billion count of
products. Yeah, well, that's what they have with that Ultra Flora IB that Metagenics has,
and
too.
And Ultra Flora IB.
That's about 30 billion, too.
So these high count of probiotics may be what you need at least for, 2-3 weeks, maybe a month or two. See if that settles things down. Has this been something you've been dealing with for a long time?
Yes, pretty much. And right. Sometimes it helps me, and other times it makes me worse.
Well, it could be something you're eating, and it could, who knows, it could be stress-related. It's difficult to say.
Right. And I was wondering, could this product, if it helped with the high blood pressure in any way?
I don't think it would be a major player there.
Oh, I see.
No.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, Mike. Thanks for calling. And next we have Mary calling from Manhattan. Hello, Mary.
Hello, this is Manhattan Mary.
Manhattan Mary, okay.
I've got a question for you. I've been using something called Kenoki. It's a patch that you put on the bottom of your foot before you go to bed at night, and it's supposed to pull out the toxins, and you get a lot of black goo when you take it off in the morning. Is that worth, have you ever heard of it?
How long have you been using it?
A couple of weeks.
Okay, well, and how you feel?
Well, I don't notice much of a difference, but the patch hasn't. They say the patch will gradually get lighter.
Uh-huh.
And it, I don't believe it's gotten lighter yet. And so
you must have a lot of black goo in your body.
to get that black goo out, get Kenoki. Yeah,
I'm not familiar with that, Mary.
Huh.
So I can't I can't comment.
I don't know. It's supposed to be Japanese.
It probably doesn't appear that it's harmful in any way, but I don't know what the patch is, so I can't give you a.
I hope it's not pulling out the vitamins with.
Yeah,
it.
You never know.
I know.
Vitamins, blood, all sorts of stuff. God knows.
Oh.
Pretty soon you'll be sorry you called, Mary.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Tell Sam hello for me.
Tell him yourself. He's right here.
Hi, Sam. This is Mary.
Hi there, Mary. Hey, Mary. How are you?
Yeah. How's everything with you?
Very good. Very good.
Do you have any kids yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. Jeannie would be so happy.
She would.
I
love
that.
That's
so
my
much.
Mom.
Oh.
Oh, okay, honey. Nice talking to you.
Take care, Mary.
So
okay.
long, Mary.
Bye-bye.
It's like a hold a home week around here. All right, next we have Art calling from Keyport, New Jersey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
We're good.
Thank you for your program.
You're
it's
welcome.
Very informative. I really enjoy it. I have a question about, I'm in my 70s, mid-70s, and I've developed varicose veins for the first time in my life for the last couple of years, and they really annoy me. And I've looked up things, you know, and I take the fish oil, I take the French connection, you know, with the grape seed and all that stuff, and that are good for veins and things that I can figure out. Is there anything new, or is it possible to ever get rid of those things?
Well, the fact that you've developed in that 70s is not bad. You know, that's pretty good, because a lot of people get this kind of thing, I guess, in the 30s, 40s.
Yes,
you know?
I have heard of that.
It's... At your age, what the first thing to do is make sure you get enough of those as you say, those French connection type things.
What does he mean by that?
The French paradox, the grape seed extract and the pycnogenol in
grape,
the grape
skin, grape seed, yep,
stuff like that.
Right.
So if you're doing that, then you're taking the right type of product. That will strengthen the capillaries. The walls of the capillaries and the veins, and give you as much protection as you can.
Yeah.
But don't stop taking those, but if you want to try something in addition, things like butcher's broom, go-to cola, or centella asiatica have a particular benefit on blood vessels and strengthening. Basically, a varicose vein is a very leaky a blood vessel, or breaks easily, it's losing elasticity. So these bioflavonoids generally are what help support blood vessel strength and elasticity. So
yeah, and sometimes you're getting a little leakage out of them, as Sam mentioned. So that's really what you want to do.
All right, I appreciate. What are bile salts?
Bile salts?
Yeah.
Bile salts are substances which are found in bile, but they also help to make the bile more fluid. Sometimes bile thickens up. Bile is produced by the liver and is stored in the gallbladder, and the purpose of bile is to emulsify fats. So when the fat gets out of the stomach into the intestine, the gallbladder contracts when there's fat present and squeezes the bile out of the gallbladder to help break down the fats and emulsify it. And sometimes that your bile gets a little thick. So bile salts help to fluidize the bile.
And how, in what form, how can you take bile salts? Are they available?
Yes, they are available.
Yeah, a couple of companies have bile salts products. I think Jarrow does, and I think Allergy Research
does. Allergy Research.
Capsule or something that you have to mix
capsule.
Up?
No, it's a capsule.
Capsule, oh, okay.
I mean, it's often recommended for people who have had gallbladder removal.
Uh-huh.
But other people might benefit from it, too. It tends to be people with difficulty digesting fats.
Right. May I ask you one more quick question?
For the same money, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. I'm on Armour Thyroid for several years, and I take it first thing in the morning, I believe they told me.
Right.
How long do you have to avoid, let's say, you know, breakfast, or let's say a cup of coffee, which I do like to have in the morning?
I don't think you have to avoid it for too long.
wouldn't.
I mean,
okay, I just always wondered about that. If it was,
no.
If it was affecting the effectiveness of the armored thyroid.
No,
it's a protein.
No,
it's a glandular. It's
uh-huh.
It should get into your system with it. I don't know, fairly quickly.
Oh, good. Well, I thank you very much for the information, and as usual, whenever I'm in New York, I stop in at the store, and
right.
I really appreciate your program.
Thanks for the call,
okay.
Art.
Thanks so much for that, Art.
Thank you very much.
Okay. All right, you know what? Let's pause for a short break. Phone number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Sam Forbes.
We'll be back after these messages.
Hey, Barbara, so what's the matter?
Martha, I am sick. My sinuses are infected. Could be a cold, the flu, allergies, I don't know. I feel awful.
Barbara, have you heard? Seagate has this wonderful, all-natural, homeopathic olive leaf nasal spray. It works on everything. It'll clear you right up.
Do I need a prescription?
Nope. It's all natural, but boy, is it strong. It is laboratory tested, doctor recommended, and none of the side effects of prescription drugs. In fact, the only side effect is getting better.
Martha, can I use it as a preventative?
Of course. Take it everywhere, especially on planes. You should see some of the germs I've sat next to.
I bet it costs a lot of money.
Wrong again. It's under $10, and there are hundreds of sprays in a bottle. Seagate Olive Leaf Nasal Spray is even safe for kids.
To receive copies of their independent lab results, call 1-888-505-4283. Seagate's Olive Leaf Nasal Spray can be found at Wilner Chemists and other fine stores.
Hi, I'm Mariel Hemingway, actress and author of Healthy Living from the Inside Out.
And I'm Dr. Steven Rosenblatt, medical doctor, author, weight loss expert, and former director of complementary medicine at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center.
We want you to try a life-changing new product called Healthy Curb. It's made entirely from food and helps curb your appetite while it reprograms your eating habits.
Healthy Curb lowers your blood sugar, reduces hunger hormones, repairs and rebuilds cells so you've got more natural energy and vitality. It's the combination of two revolutionary technologies that make this product so effective, and because of its proprietary formula, it's the only product in the field of its kind. My patients are losing an average of 12 to 16 pounds a month effortlessly with Healthy Curb, and you can too.
If you're ready to lose weight, Healthy Curb helps do the work for you. My friends Arnie and Don have made Healthy Curb available at all Wilner Chemist stores. Visit them today.
Research shows that all of us suffer from some degree of heavy metal and carcinogen toxicity. How do we rid our bodies of these toxic metals? Some try IV or oral chelation, but this is expensive and often comes with its own side effects. Good news. 18 months of research at Metagenics has resulted in a breakthrough heavy metal chelation product called Metallo Clear. This new product boosts your body's ability to remove heavy metals by increasing levels of metallothionein, a natural detoxifier. It's safe and effective. MetalloClear even chelates cadmium, a toxin not removed by other types of chelation. MetalloClear contains turmeric, polyphenol-rich hops, andrographis, and zinc, and it works best when combined with other Metagenics detox products, such as UltraClear Plus pH. You no longer have to put up with accumulated heavy metal toxins. Easy, effective detoxification is now available from Metagenics. Metallo Clear, along with Ultra Clear Plus pH from Metagenics, available from the health professionals at Wilner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes. And we're here on the Wilner Window, broadcasting from the WOR studios in downtown Manhattan. And we're answering your phone calls. And our next caller is Maria, calling from New Jersey.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
Hi, how are you? I'm fine. I have a quick question, I hope it's a quick question, about the Nordic Naturals, or just fish oil in general.
Okay.
I have two little boys, one is a year, and one is 2 years, and I've been giving them fish oils for a long time. And I recently had a hair analysis done on both of them, and I found that they did have some heavy metal toxicities, very high in aluminum. I'm assuming it could be from vaccinations or from formula. A little bit of mercury. They had mid to high levels of arsenic. But one thing I noticed, and I'm waiting to hear back from my nutritionist, one thing I've noticed is that their iodine levels were extremely high, like way off the charts. And I wanted to know, would a fish oil do that?
Which one, the iodine? Or the,
iodine level, because my nutritionist asked me, you know,
were you using Nordic Naturals?
Well, I used Nordic Naturals myself. It was actually Carlson liquid.
Carlson's usually flavor. Pretty good also. So,
Right.
I don't think the, you can find out the iodine level there, but I don't think it's anything significant. I'm not sure where they're getting the things that you found, unless it's just, something that's, and I don't know what's normal for kids that age. You know, don't forget.
Right, it was like
a lot of
I don't
this
have
stuff,
the test in front of me.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the normal reading would be.
It's hard to say, but you know, I mean, unless you were giving them an inordinate amount of fish oil, which you probably were not.
No, even then, you know, the I don't know that iodine is in the fish oil. You know, they purify it pretty well.
I mean, I could call the company Monday, ask them if they have any assays or any idea of what level of iodine. They may not even check it, or you know, they may just check things for things that people are more concerned about, the pollutants and the other heavy metals. Aluminum most likely is not in the fish oil, so the fact that the child has high levels of aluminum, the kids are getting these substances perhaps from somewhere else.
Food?
Yeah.
Right. Now, what do you think about the mercury? Like, I have one son that's only had 3 vaccinations, and he's 2. And, you know, obviously they've taken the mercury out of the vaccinations. That's what they're telling us.
Right, so you know that there's not there.
My youngest son hasn't been vaccinated at all. Just because he's kind of been sick every month, which is why I did the hair analysis to see if he's missing any essential elements. He was low in selenium, B12, zinc, stuff like that. But where do you think the little bit of mercury is coming from?
Do you feed him Do you feed him like tuna fish and foods like that?
No.
It could have passed
he's
on
a
to
year.
Him. It could have passed on from you.
That's what I'm thinking.
It still might be there. So you see, that's what I don't know.
Yeah,
you need to go over that with someone who's more familiar with the kids and how that happens.
Right. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Okay,
I'm really
Maria.
Enjoying your program today.
Thank you so much. All right. Next, we have Marie calling from Queens.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
Very good. Thank you for taking my call. The reason I'm calling is that a month ago I became a vegetarian. I stopped eating poultry and any meat, but I am eating fish and eggs and milk products. My question is, do you have any suggestions or recommendations for any supplements that I should be looking into?
Yes. Number one, a good multivitamin, we recommend for everybody.
Okay.
Not just you.
Right.
But you should take extra B12.
Okay.
Okay.
And you can get that in a pharmacy or a...
Yeah, you can get it in a pharmacy, get it at Wilner's, get it anywhere. Just take some extra B12 along with a multi. And, we recommend certain supplements almost. For example, we like to recommend CoQ10 for people.
Okay.
You know, we recommend fish oil.
Okay. How many milligrams of B12 a day would you say?
At least 1,000.
Okay.
And you should take that as long as you're a vegetarian.
Okay.
Have you ever been anemic or have any issues in that way?
No, none at all.
Okay. I would every year or so, make sure you get a blood test, make sure things aren't changing the wrong way.
Right.
And otherwise, you should be fine.
Okay, great. I appreciate your help. Thank you.
You're welcome. And next is Elena from Manhattan. Hi, Elena.
Hello.
You're live on the Wilner Window.
Ah, I just tuned into your show today, and I really like your show. The reason I'm calling today is I have some serious issues with constipation, and I'm wondering if it has anything to do with the water quality in my building. I just moved to this building just a few years ago, mm-hmm. and I feel like there's been a dramatic increase in my allergies. I don't know if it's food-related or whatever, but it definitely seems to be environmental. The taste of the water doesn't seem to be as, I guess, tasty or clean as it used to be when I was living in a house, and I live in a building that's like about maybe 80 years old. So I was just wondering if there's any direct correlation there and if I could find any way of testing that water.
Well, yes. Do we still sell it? We used to sell a water test kit at Wilner's. I haven't seen it lately, but we used to sell it. We still may have it. But easy enough.
But my constipation is pretty serious, too, because I
don't think it's because of the water.
Okay. And also because I feel like I'm still young, like I'm under 30, and I'm getting this.
It's not uncommon in women. Don't ask me why.
Okay.
Many women will come into the store with constipation issues, and
I can go without for 3 days. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, well, that's
not good.
No,
you know,
no,
you need to go every day.
Yeah, definitely advisable.
Uh-huh. And when I do feel like I'm ready to go, like it just takes effect very slowly, and it just doesn't.
That's what you have constipation. That's the definition.
Is that IBS?
No.
No.
No. I mean, you may have it, but I doubt it. I think there's a number of things to do. Number one, drinking more liquids can help. You may be shying away from water because your water isn't good.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been eating lots of drinking lots of water, and I feel like with that, on that front, I get overactive bladder. I pee like every hour on the hour.
You can increase your fiber.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what fiber is?
Yeah.
Okay. We advertised one a little while ago. It's called PGX. That's a nice fiber.
Is that a brand or?
No, it's the name of the product.
Okay.
The brand is Natural Factors.
Okay.
It's called PGX. It's very, very good fiber. The second thing you can do is take some magnesium. Magnesium, you've heard of milk of magnesia.
Okay.
You know, that's what people take, you know.
Do you do that, like, every other day? Or?
No.
Well, he's not recommending milk of magnesia.
Not milk of magnesia. I'm recommending a magnesium supplement. You can take one called magnesium oxide, and that will help to give you a little jump start.
Is that the same as that green bottle that they sell in the drugstore for, like, about $2 or something?
No,
like
that's citrate of magnesia. Yeah. That will blow you
away. No, don't take
that. No. If
no.
You did, no. That's if you really need to just go, and after you drink the bottle, go home and wait for it to work.
Yeah, it's a purgative. I guess they call it a purgative? Or
purgative, yes.
Purgative.
Mm-hmm. I've taken Dulcolax, like, once a week, and it's not helping at all.
Okay, you should see a doctor and make sure everything's okay. Okay, because your Dulcolax should help. So if that's not doing it, then you really need to see someone who can help you, because they may say, "Hey, this is you." In which case, you know, then you'll come into the store, or, you know, and we'll help you.
So you recommend magnesium oxide, though, to take on a general basis?
Yes.
Like every other day?
No, I'm recommending that you get seen by a doctor.
I saw a doctor 2 years ago, and they said there was nothing wrong with me.
Well, then go to a specialist. Go to a gastroenterologist. That's what he deals with.
Then it doesn't make sense. You know, you have a medical symptom or problems, and you have some discomfort.
Yes.
You go to a doctor. He says, he can't help you. You know,
he did a colonoscopy.
Oh,
nothing
okay.
Wrong. Nothing
well,
wrong.
But you did the colonoscopy. Okay.
Yeah. Nothing
the,
wrong.
The
we
then
the endoscopy,
if that's indeed the case, then you know, if you take the magnesium that I said, and you take the fiber, you should be able to manage it where it'll be at a comfortable level for you.
Do you think that there's just something wrong with the muscle?
It's
an embarrassing question. Is it just like lazy?
No, the point is that that's why I said to go to the doctor, because that's what his job is to say you're constipated because,
right,
you know, you have, you know, a poor muscle, or your bowel is twisted, or you're this or you're that, or you have poor nerve innervation.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, something.
So then I need to go to like a holistic integrative
you
medicine
can.
Kind of thing?
You can. Absolutely.
That might
Absolutely.
Be your best bet.
Because nobody says anything that there's anything wrong with me at all.
Nobody well, and I guess in a way that's good. In a way that's good. Then you just need to manage it. This is what this is. You know, everybody has a little weakness in their body. You know, some people it's their intestines, some people it's constipation, some people, you know, it's something else.
And there's
high
different.
Blood pressure, you know, so yours just happens to be constipation.
Right.
So you can manage it if indeed it's not a serious medical problem.
What did you say about poor innervation? What is that?
You know, you may just, the nerves may not be working as well to that area of your body.
Give us a call tomorrow. There's a couple of other products. Bowel Soothe is another product you may want to take a look at.
There's lots of things you can do, Elena. Okay, but as you hear that music, we're coming to the end of this episode. So thanks for calling, Elena. Okay, we have arrived at the end of this episode of the Wilner Window. We've enjoyed spending this afternoon with you. We hope you've enjoyed it and found it informative. We will be back again next Sunday at 2 o'clock. Our special guest next Sunday will be Dr. Duffy Mackay, representing Nordic Naturals. We wish everybody a good, safe week, and tune in again next Sunday, 2 o'clock. See you then.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutrition